So this is it then. The legendary, apparently, radio theatre broadcasting house in London with my mentor, Phil Butler.
Hello. It's very exciting, isn't it? Really, really exciting. They've got all the celebrities here giving you all the advice. But I did notice that a lot of their advice is stuff that I've already told you.
Yes. Every time Katie Brand, Joe Brand and John Coleshaw have uttered their words of wisdom to us today, Phil's gone,
Told you that.
I thought it was quite interesting how they said that when it comes to stand-ups, men will always blame the audience if they don't laugh, whereas women will always blame themselves.
Yeah, they'll take it upon themselves. And think, oh, my God, why don't they love me anymore? Yeah, that's true, yeah. And it was very true as well what they were saying about, you know, a woman has to prove herself when she comes out, because the audience will be thinking, you know, I'll bet she's not funny. Oh, you know, she's proved us wrong. You know, whereas the guy comes out and, you know, they'll believe he's funny until they prove them otherwise, you know.
So we've got a hard task because...
Well, you've got an uphill battle, you know, and the script's rubbish.
No, it's not. It's how you put it over. You've told me that. But I'm not on my own on the evening doing this. Oh, no. Of course, there are all other presenters from across the Eastern region as well. Should we go meet them?
Yeah, let's go meet them.
Hello, I'm Simon Talbot from BBC Radio Suffolk.
Hey, up, I'm Dave Webster and I'm from BBC Radio Norfolk.
Hi, I'm Jenny Kirk from BBC Look East.
And how are we all looking forward to standing up and doing something for money for comic relief?
Looking forward's a bit of a subjective term. I'm feeling the fear, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Now, it has been rumoured that some of us have been a stand-up comic before, haven't we?
I did a comedy course 20 years ago.
Technically, so that is cheating.
Well, I don't know about technically cheating. I'm still terrified and I could still be utter rubbish.
Others of us are taking this really far too seriously and have actually been performing our routines in front of audiences at comedy clubs, haven't we?
That was not my choice. That was more accident rather than deliberate. It wasn't great, though, because it turns out they couldn't use any of my material on air or on TV, so I think I'm going to have to change my act somewhat.
And some of us haven't really done anything, have we?
No, I'm just sitting here at the moment with freezing cold hands, a boiling hot face, and I think most of my body's shut down now, and it's just my major organs that are being kept alive. It's just terrifying.
The thing is, Jenny, you and I, looking around this room, it's very limited when it comes to females.
Yes, I've counted 5 in the room so far, and this is a room of about 50 people.
Joe, you've seen us all perform.
Indeed.
What did you really make of it?
Well, I was actually, even though I didn't say that at the end, I was surprised by how good it was. Because I suppose I kind of forgot that you were all sort of presenters in your own right. So that does add that extra layer of confidence. But even so, I think there's such a gulf between being a presenter on radio or TV and being a comedian. I think comedy is really, really hard. So I was very impressed.
And everyone keeps saying it's so hard. And I've absolutely dreaded it. And I'm fearing next Wednesday. Why on earth did you go to stand up in the first place?
Well, I have a couple of reasons. First of all, I'm the middle child of 2 brothers who relentlessly tortured me verbally and physically from the age of about 1. And so I kind of spent my life wanting to be able to do put-downs and get my own back. And also, you know, just... As a woman, I think, you're constantly judged on the way you look. And I have no illusions, you know, that I look like a supermodel. So inevitably, walking around the streets, I would get a fair bit of abuse out of white vans. And I would always think up a really funny put-down as the van was 1/2 mile away.
And that's the thing. Have us girls got it harder? 32 people here today, only 5 women.
Absolutely. And also, I think the other reason it's harder for women is that people's expectations are much lower of women. And it's not just men, it's other women as well. You know, I've seen women at comedy gigs going, oh, there's a woman on next, let's go to the bar. And so I think you are working against people's low expectations as well.